Well, it's good to be back again. I feel at home here. So if I go to sleep during the sermon, you'll know. Now, you've got to pay attention, aren't you? You're watching? You ready for the question? Which was the first one I moved?
Salt shaker.
Which one?
Salt shaker.
There's a few salt shakers there, Flo.
No, I mean the one you have on your table.
Cotton. She means the white one that's got those little grey things.
This one?
Yeah.
No. That was about the fourth or fifth. Have I stumped you?
Yeah. Didn't
Well, it really doesn't matter and has nothing to do with the sermon. I just wanted to make sure you were paying attention. That was all. Ah, dear me. Well, so what are they for? Well, you just have to wait. I hope you listened intently. Because I do have a question that's a serious one. Did Jesus tell us that we should be the salt? Yes or no? I'll repeat the question. It's like, you know, do you want to be a millionaire? Did Jesus tell us that we should be the salt? No. Did Jesus tell us that we would be the salt? No. So what did he say? You are the salt. Amen. You are the salt. So we add salt to the lives of other people if we're living things rightly. When we share the love, understanding, kindness, mercy, hope, joy, and all those other blessings that God has given to us, and we pass them on. Right? That's being the salt. And we're to sprinkle this, if you like, into the lives of others. Here are a few hints about how to go about that, because you might think, what are you doing? Well, the first hint is that most of you ladies will know, and some of you men, that when a recipe calls for a bit of salt, it probably calls for a cup of salt, correct?
Pinch of salt.
You're quick this morning, Flo. A pinch of salt. Amen. Why a pinch of salt? Well, true. You can always add more, but you can't take it out. But in reality, much more than that probably isn't going to work. I've yet to find any recipe that says, please add a cup of salt. Now, a cup of sugar, maybe, yeah. But a cup of salt, no. So how do we go about delivering just this pinch of salt? Well, here's a couple of pointers from my own experience worldwide, you understand. Firstly, listen to the words that you use when talking to others. Do your words help other people? Or are they a bit of a turn-off? You know how people turn off? You see the sort of shutters come down on their eyes, which go kind of glazed, do they not? Yeah. If it's really bad, they'll roll their eyes. That's correct. Ah, no good. The next question, are they the salt that makes others happy? Does putting that pinch of salt make their lives better and happier? Or are they real killjoys as a result of your efforts? Look closely about how you speak to other members of your family. What do you say first thing in the morning when you get up and Susan isn't allowed to speak? Do you speak nicely to them? Do you actually say anything? Oh. Did you read this by? Yeah, most of us would say coffee, coffee, coffee. Ah. So what about when you're at work, you arrive at work, right, here's the scene, toddy, 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 and you walk in. What about when you come home, though? Because at work you kind of feel you've got to say good day to everybody and have a lovely smile on your face. What do you do when you get home? You think, oh God, I'm home. The pinch of salt, folks, is still required. Still required when we get home.
It's usually the dog that greets me first.
This is true. Because the dog's had enough of sleeping on my lap all night. And Susan comes out and it's the second coming. By your conversations, do you make other people's lives better? Have you flavoured their lives by what you've said and done in your connections with them? I mean, what do you do when you're sharing a meal with other people? Do you relax and go into conversation? Or is it a formal sort of, would you pass the, pardon the pun, salt, or something like that? It's important, isn't it? How we communicate, I believe, is very much a part of our saltiness to be shared with others. It's food for thought, I think. So how often do you smile at others? Not in church, apparently. Do you treat people as though you believe that God created them too, or that God created them maybe on a bad Monday or a bad Friday? You sit down. Oh, can't you hear what I'm saying?
Everybody
treats everyone. Oh, yes. 10 points. Tracy, good on you. Good on you. Good on you. So are you concerned with the needs of others? Are you around and available when their personal situation goes absolutely pear-shaped? Because they do, don't they? Yeah? They absolutely do. Let's take a look at these shakers then. There's a few of them, isn't there? Did you know there's one that's got garlic salt in? One has got chicken salt. One has got onion salt. One has got sea salt. And Susan tells me somewhere in the cupboard we've got pink sea salt, whatever the difference is. And there's this kind of salt, and that 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 kind of salt. There's lots of them, isn't there? So there can be as many approaches and attitudes and ways and means of being the salt in other people's lives as there is shakers and thingos on this table. Maybe if I pick up one of them, hope it doesn't get all over the floor. This doesn't happen at home, does it? Well, I hope that nobody here is like that. I hope that none of us have our saltiness completely stuck inside and doesn't come out. Now look at this one. A little bit different, maybe. We'll see if it pours out, shall we?
Yeah.
Did it come out?
Yeah.
What did you reckon about it? It was pepper, not salt. With apologies to the cleaning team this week, it actually had pepper in it. Now, what a terrible thing it would be if someone that you know was absolutely depending on you to bring healing, comfort, flavoring into their lives, and instead you sprinkled irritating pepper and made things worse. Yeah? People are always watching us, you see. Have you ever noticed that? It's a bother, actually. Christians cannot go anywhere incognito, really, if they know you. People watch you like hawks. And they're expecting to see what? Saltiness in action. That's what they want to see. They expect to see it from us. But what a shock if they find out that we're just a hypocrite, spruiking saltiness, but delivering pepper or something else. People yearning for love and support and companionship and building up of their faith. What a shock if we don't produce the goods for them, if we don't give them that little pinch of salt that will change their lives and be the difference of leading them to Jesus as their Lord, of making their whole situation so much better. And not only devastating for them if we don't provide it, I would suggest it's profoundly disappointing to the Lord. But look at this one. Ah, now you've got to use your imagination here because I'll get in trouble. Salt is running freely, isn't it? It's just invisible salt that you can't see. It's a special salt that I bought yesterday. What a joy it must be to the heart of God when he sees us actually being the salt of the earth. So that's what today's gospel is all about, folks. We're not told that we should be the salt of the earth or that we could be the salt of the earth. We're told that we are the salt of the earth. So I put it to you, let's live it, folks. Yeah? Amen?